Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, you lovely bunch. It's me, Clarky. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Don't worry, it's not just me. Imagine that. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? The other guys will be along in a second. I'm just here to tell you a couple of things before you listen to our episode. So, first of all, thank you so much if you've donated. I really mean that, despite the slightly patronising way I said it. And if you haven't donated, maybe you'd like to. And if you would like to, you can do it at comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate. Just think of all the wonderful years of joy we've brought you and put a price on that. £2. Also, I just need to bring you up to date with the episode itself because it was recorded live at Latitude Festival the night before the headliners were Mumford & Sons, and the entire day we were about to enjoy was created by Mumford & Sons, culminating with the headliners, the Fleet Foxes, and they had called the day Gentlemen of the Road. So I just needed to tell you that because I think we might bring that up during the podcast. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Speak to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Tom! Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
One of you two has to clean the fridge.
Well, it's not going to be me. I need to go and watch the Fleet Foxes.
Oh.
The world's most exciting band.
I was following the
eye. We get it.
You are following something, you cunts. Now we get it. Right. Follow this. There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a flatshare slam down.
Yay!
Flatshare slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flatshare slam down.
And we're sharing with our mate.
Flatshare slam down.
Someone get us slow it down.
Flatshare slam down.
Hello and welcome to a very special Flatshare Slamdown coming to you live from the Latitude Festival. This is the... nice noise there, Tom. Tom should not have double-dropped before the show. This is the panel show that says, sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels. Lonely as I am, together we cry. Under the fridge downtown is where I drew some blood. Under the fridge downtown, I could not get enough. Forget about my love. Under the fridge downtown, under the fridge downtown, I gave my life away. Oh yeah. I'm the host of Landlord Matthew Crosby, and while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet them. It's Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Dish.
I've got a newfound respect for Anthony Kiedis. It's a hard song to sing. So, Tom, why are you a procrastinator when I ask you to merely clean the refrigerator?
Well, let me tell you a story. I am not going to clean the fridge because of a bad experience I had a few years ago I was U2's tour manager.
Oh, God.
And part of my job as U2's tour manager was to look after Bono's pet snake and the bass player's pet hamster, which was female. Crucial to the story.
Gender is a construct.
The support band on that tour were, you know that band that used to sing, Oh, Place Your Heart?
I remember them very well, yeah.
You remember them?
Did a mini
Well, anyway, one day, I was looking after the snake. I took my eye off the game. The snake ate the hamster. I had to burst into the dressing room and say, Reef, Edge, she ate her.
Hey!
Wait.
Reef, Edge, Heater.
Yeah, the word's refrigerator, though, isn't it? So, Ben.
Not you, Tommy.
Ben, why do you...
Geniuses are ever appreciated in their lifetime.
Thank you, Ashley. So, Ben, why do my fridge cleaning requests leave you cold?
I actually bought a fridge once, but it wouldn't let me put anything in it. It was really frigid.
Hey.
That was a proper joke and you didn't like that one either, so fair enough.
which is weird to me because normally fridges love me. I'm a real fridge magnet.
Hey.
Bosh, two for two.
There's two I can't do in the quickfire round. So, obviously you can't clean a fridge on your own, so who have you brought along to help you? Ben, we'll start with you.
Oh, I brought along my dad.
Your
it's
dad.
Steve Hall.
It's
Hello.
Your own dad, Steve Hall.
Hello, son. We look nothing Hello, like Steve. Each other.
We really don't.
Gorgeous yes-anding from Steve Hall there. suddenly finding out that you're in fact Clarkie's father. I mean, you look about the same age.
Yeah.
Which is a damning indictment on Clarkie. Steve, are you a good flatmate? Are you a bad flatmate?
I am an atrocious flatmate. I lived with a man for 6.5 years.
Did he know about it?
No.
That man was me.
I'm an atrocious flatmate, an excellent stalker. he was my landlord. He was an old mate, but he owned the property.
Right.
And I didn't pay him any rent for 3 years. He was confident that the staggering success of We Are Clang would mean that I was able to pay him back. And he's still waiting for that money.
Oh, mate. How much do you owe him?
No, we're all square. I paid him $7,000 in one fell swoop.
Oh.
But he, as a result, he felt able to do DIY without telling me. In the Edinburgh Festival 1 year, while I was away, he put a partition in my room. He split my bedroom in two without telling me.
Down the middle of the bed.
Yeah, literally, he broke loads of my stuff in the process. And he spent a week doing up the bathroom without warning me and told me I couldn't use the toilet, but if I needed to, the pub was just round the corner. And I tried to point out to him that my bowels don't necessarily observe British licensing laws. So it meant I once got a train 2 hours back to my mum and dad's house just to do a poo.
Was that like 3 a.m. or something like that?
Yeah, it was. I got the first train back to Boreham Wood.
Oh my God. Just do it in the garden. So Tom, who have you brought? Speaking of doing it in the garden, Tom.
Well.
What?
Who have you brought along with you?
Well, bad news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh God.
Yeah. We had no one to sing the opening national anthem. So I got the best singer that I know. It's only soprano to the stars, Ashley B.
That is me.
Got much shorter national anthem than I remember, but I enjoy it very much. Ashton, are you a good... Oh, you and Tom have got a fridge story, you were saying.
We do. We haven't thought of or talked about it in about 4 years, and now this is the first time. I can only imagine it's going to be a hashtag great anecdote. Tom and I are both vegetarians.
It was the last night of the Edinburgh Festival. We'd run out of food.
And nowhere was open.
And we were drunk. And there was a bunch of people having a house party.
We did not know them.
We went into the house party.
Confident there would be cheese there.
Straight to their fridge. Found a block of cheddar.
And some pickles, Tom. I think you're forgetting. We're not animals.
And left.
And Tom put the cheese, the pickles. We also stole a baguette. We stole cheese out of... When we didn't take like a packet of cheese, we took some of the fresh cheese out of the packet. Tom put that in his pocket. Then a couple of pickles. Then a baguette in his shorts. And then we went back to my house and put together a lovely sandwich.
Oh, that night.
That is the mildest, late December back in 63. That is the mildest burglary of all time, isn't it?
Really was.
What did they nick? A ploughman's. So we've met our contestants, but let's find out who will win, lose, or vegetable draw as we play round one.
I was cleaning out the fridge, but it smelled really bad. And so I picked it up and it made me sad. So I threw it off a bridge, the fridge it did sink. And then I realized it was full of drink. And so I had a boat, and over to the fridge I floated and wept for the drink that I couldn't drink.
It's harder than it looks.
That's right. We're headlining this festival.
Gorgeous tribute to the worst band. So... Round one at this time is called We Be Chillin'. Now, of course, we all know the best way to chill is by smoking a big bag of the street drug spice. But obviously that's for after the show. Instead, this round, I'm going to give each player a song to sing. It's going to be a song about something hot, but I'm going to ask them to change the words to sing about something cold instead. So the teammate has to guess what cold thing they're singing about. Obviously, the singer can't just name them outright, otherwise there'd be no game. And let's face it, there's barely a game as it stands. So I'll be giving bonus points for sizzling hot performances and, of course, chilled out vibes. Ben, you're going to start.
No!
And the song you're going to be singing is the Jerry Lee Lewis 1957 hit Great Balls of Fire. And just for your eyes only is the cold thing I would like you to sing about. Okay, you got that?
Yeah.
Producer Ben on the ones and twos has the backing track. Off you go.
When it's outside and it's been cold, you roll it up and you throw it at your friend. Oh, baby, it's cold. Goodness gracious, great balls, I can't say the word. Oh, baby, you throw them around. Yeah, on the ground and you make them into a man. Oh, baby, oh, baby, goodness gracious, it's cold.
Oh, my God. Ben Clark, everybody.
Wow, hey, really good.
I enjoyed the rhyme scheme there of A, 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 A. Superb rendition.
Thank you.
You had the same sort of intensity.
I'm certainly sweating as much as he did.
The panic look of a man who's just married his cousin. That's what you're really... Steve, can you guess?
Very difficult.
It is difficult, isn't it, actually?
I think Ben deserves the Snowball Peace Prize.
Oh, my God, you're absolutely right. He was indeed singing about snow. Congratulations. So I'm going to give... I tell you what, I'm going to give 8 points to Ben for a wonderful song and an extra point to Steve.
One for every person clapping.
So an extra point to Steve there for getting the correct answer. Ashlyn, it is now your
turn. Oh, I'm riddled with nerves.
I would like you to regale us with your version of Nelly's 2002 single, Hot In Here.
Oh, what's Nelly up to nowadays?
Oh, he died.
He's packed his trunk.
We lost him, unfortunately.
In a snowstorm.
Big man's up top.
He said goodbye to the circus.
Okay.
So, you are going to be singing Hot In Here, but instead of taking off all your clothes, I want you to sing about this. That's in the envelope there. DJ Bucket Louse on the ones and twos. Let's hear it.
Like he's here.
So cold in here. So chilly. I was like, good gracious, ass is bodacious. She's put on a bit of weight up later. She's been eating too many of these fruity things. Oh God, I see her in the spring. Eating them, sticking them in my mouth. They cool it down, they're really cold. They lay her on a stick, just like she rides that dick. Oh, got a bit sexy. Relieved myself of what was in my head. Still feel a bit cool for it. I just mentioned it on stage. That's cool, right? But yeah, the thing that I'm talking about is something she stuck in her face that made her curvy. She likes them in the summer. They're really cold. They're not made of cream. Famously, they got E numbers in them. They're not good for your dude.
Ashley, mate, the wheels have come off.
I've lost my mind.
I want to hear the whole song.
Yeah, okay, it's a bit of grime.
2.5 minutes.
Do you know what it is? Tell me, save my soul. I'm getting a little bit cool.
Okay, all right, okay. Ashley, everybody.
That was good stuff.
That was a little bit hot under the collar there. A very sexy rendition.
I think I find my genre for singing.
it's a family show. Look, these two kids so
offended. You should leave. But I was talking about
your stage, Ashlyn.
Your Uncle Dick. It was your Uncle Dick!
So.
It's in your family! I think we got away with that one, guys. Is there no exit over there? I hope there's...
They just stood in the corner.
Oh, that's awful.
You were staring.
Maybe nobody will see us if we turn around.
They're just Blair Witching it over there. So,
lovely reference.
So, gorgeous reference. Absolutely right. Tom, have you got any idea what Ashlyn was vibing about there?
Is it ice lollies?
It was ice lollies. Congratulations.
I love that the whole time I sang the song, I never used the thing in my hand that looks like an ice lolly. Like, it could have been like, it looks a bit like this, but...
You never did.
No, never did.
Okay. No regrets. Shame you didn't, because the crowd would have loved it. So I'm going to give you a cool 9 points for the song there. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to give Tom, of course, the point for getting it right. Now over to Yes.
Solid 10.
Straight to the judges' houses.
Over to Steve. Steve's dulcet tones now is going to be singing the Doors classic, Light My Fire, but with new lyrics of your own composition, all about the cold thing that I have just shown you. Okay? So DJ Bucket Louse on the ones and twos. Steve Hall, take it away.
Do I have to wait? Does it, I have to let the keyboard play.
The keyboard bit play out. We're all enjoying it, though.
Full 7 minute rendition, please.
You know that I'm a flightless bird. I live, that's true, that's the absolute word. I waddle like I've just done a poo. I look after my young, and the guys do too. I am black and white. I like ice. You probably know what I am now. But I'm gonna speak, and I've gotta be.
Yes!
Oh, lad.
Fucking hell. Wow, oh my God. Well, I'm gonna give you 10 points straight away just for the song. That was fantastic. But Clarkie, have you got any idea?
I think it's a panda.
Oh, Clarkie, oh dear. Oh. I'm gonna have to throw it over to the opposite team, Tom and Ashlyn.
What is a toucan?
It wasn't a toucan, I'm gonna have to throw it. I'm gonna throw it open to the audience. It was a penguin.
An emu, correct.
It's a penguin of... Steve, you could have made it a little easier on us, guys.
I'm so sorry.
It looks
found that very challenging, that
one.
You've
got to give me a clue in the lyrics, mate.
So 10 points to Steve, but 0 points to Clarkie. Finally, we have Tom singing...
At last.
Finally, a celebrity.
A gentleman of the road.
We have...
Just waiting for the call-up. Right. I'll travel with you, Mumford. I can shout, every fucking song.
I absolutely...
Write some lyrics,
Do you know what that ruined them when they became the MasterChef montage music? She's ruined her potato fondant. Be careful, little lion man. You never know the things that you might find. Like, oh, and her bisque is awful.
Do they do that when someone's really fucked it up?
Yeah.
You really fucked it up this time. Look at the state of that flan. So, Tom, you're going to be singing Mungo Jerry's 1970 hit In the Summertime, and you're going to be singing about that thing that I've just handed you there. DJ Bucket Louse for the final time. Hit it.
You got me having heart, but not too soon.
Not yet. Here we go. Hit it, Tom.
It's normally hot, but now it is cold. I'll eat it before my mane gets old. I use a spoon and I hold my dish on my head. It's in a restaurant. I've made a bold choice from the starter option. I was showing off because I wanted to impress. I'm going to try and eat it and not spill it on your dress. Then afterwards, I will make you a sandwich from my pockets. Then we'll run away to Spain and I will buy you a locket.
What a promise! So that was...
What the fuck?
Not ready for mate, this. Mate, you are not Gentleman of the Road ready, are you?
Bloody
I'm sorry.
Hell. Last night took an Abbey.
Harder
too
than it looks,
mate. Too much time on the road.
Too much banjo.
Not enough string.
Never
not
have enough string, banjo. Exactly. Never have enough banjo.
So, Tom, that was actually... I know what it was about because I've got it written down here and I wouldn't be able to guess.
I have guessed and I know I'm correct.
It sounded like it was about a holiday romance. You're going to take Ashton to Spain and buy her a locket.
What I'm really annoyed about is I was holding this the whole time and I didn't once use it like a spoon.
Use it like, yeah. It's a shame.
Tom, we're supposed to be on the same team here and your sassiness is not... I was going to back you 100% because I can read you like a Now magazine. Easy, very few words, pictures. Was it a gazpacho?
Yes, it was!
It was a gazpacho.
That's the only time anyone has ever applauded a gazpacho.
The only time anyone's ever fucked a table at the mention of a gazpacho. So I'm going to give, in fact, Tom, I'm going to give you 8 points for the song.
What?
And, of course, an extra point there to Ashton for guessing it. So I think that round was really cool. But producer, Ben, what has it done to the scores?
Well, the scores are very exciting. Both teams have 19 points.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Fuck off.
So neither team is in the lead, but we are still... a long way away from our post-show ritual of blazing up some of that cheeky, nasty spice. Oh, baby. In fact, today's show is sponsored by the illegal drug, spice. You've read in the tabloids that it's turning humans into zombies and pushing the National Health Service to the brink. Be part of the problem. Spice. Ah, that's the shit. Anyway, we're still going to play round two. It's Flat Games.
Yay! Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Gold!
Listen to that!
I was following the I was following the I was following the I was following the I was following it, but got it up this time.
Nothing like when a crowd peters out.
This, it's a metaphor for our career, mate. This week we're playing our version of Monopoly, which we're calling Spoonopoly. Spoonopoly, doesn't... I'm going to...
That felt better when we came up with it.
It felt better when we came up with it, didn't it? Yeah. I'm going to give each player a minute on the clock and a list of people to describe or impersonate at their discretion. The teammate must guess who they're pretending to be, but crucially, must give the answer as a spoonerism. That is, swapping the first sound from the first name and surname. So, spoonerized, I would become Cathy Mosby, my tenants, Pom Tarry, and Clenedict Bark. So point for each correct spoonerism, and I might lob in a few for good impressions as well, if I feel like it. So Tom, you are impersonating first. And
strong.
These are yours.
Righty-ho.
And Aislinn, you are guessing.
Yes.
So your minute...
Gazpacho, sorry.
Your minute begins now.
Oh, I have great expectations for this novel I've just finished.
Gonna have to go again, Tommy. J.K. Rowling... I'm like, wait, no, my lighter. Hilarious answer. Am I allowed to say Dickens, or is everyone going to go nuts?
Yeah, it's got to be a spoonerism.
Oh, it's Charles Dickens. No.
Oh my God, we found her Achilles heel.
No. I was joking. It's Darl's Chickens.
Yes. Darl's Chickens.
Oh, I'm the boringest person to headline Glastonbury. I've got a loop pedal and a smile.
Fleet Foxes is the same, isn't it? No. A loop pedal and a smile. Who's got a loop pedal and a smile?
I look like a guy sat in a cafe.
Some for the months. Oh, a guy sat in a cafe. Like everyone who's headlined.
I look like a guy sat in a cafe, not a headliner of Glastonbury.
That is your time, guys. That is your time.
One person. Shed Earan.
Well, we're going to do that three more times.
Oh, I was thinking of this as Glastonbury. We're not at Glastonbury. Sorry. No. That's why I was like,
mate,
there?
I told you, you don't smoke the spice before the show.
I like spice.
We like spice. It's gorgeous.
Love spice.
So, Steve, you are up next. Ben is going to be guessing. Your minute begins now.
I entered a dragon once. Do you have to sing? Or was that just Tom singing?
You don't have to sing. Tom just chose to sing.
I entered a dragon
it's
once.
In my bones. I'm a gentleman
and now
of the
I'm
road.
Dead.
You entered a dragon? You fucked a dragon?
It's not
I was an actor. I was very good at kung fu.
Oh!
And I was in the film Enter
Loose
the Dragon.
Bree.
Correct.
Where? Pop it in your pocket.
I'm 90 years old. I wear a wig and I used to present Strictly.
Oh,
Good game, good game.
Borsight.
I'll give it to you, yeah, sure.
I won an Oscar for Gladiator and I'm a total cunt.
It's Crussell Row.
Crussell Row, yes.
I used to live on Crussell Row.
You truly were the gentleman of that road. 8 seconds left.
I'm the president of the United States, and I'm a total cunt.
Donald Trump. No.
Correct. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's the president.
I'm a fat-tongued chef.
That's your time, I'm afraid, but I'll let you answer it.
Oh,
Aislinn?
Omi Jolliver.
Yes.
That's sort of it.
Do you know that's embarrassing? Because I was his body double for an advert.
You were, weren't you?
I was Jamie Oliver's back for an advert.
Yeah.
Back in the...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Days when he was really fat.
Turn around.
Yes.
Ashlyn, here yes. are yours. Your time starts now.
Right.
Okay. Oh, hi. I'm from the tea party. And my daughter got pregnant out of wedlock, which goes against everything I ever say, etc.
Parasailing.
Yes. Oh, my God. I think that I might be the only person in Europe who is good to people and sticks by my guns. I don't like Donald Trump. I let all the refugees in, which we all do.
Oh, Mangala Urkel.
Yes. I really regret having sex with an elderly prostitute because my wife
Thomas
Colleen,
Tarry.
My wife Colleen,
oh, no,
because my wife Colleen.
Ray Wooney.
I was in one of the most famous bands called
Queen Foxes.
Called Queen.
Oh.
And I died sadly,
Eddie
unfortunately.
Frickery.
Yes, I played a prostitute in one of
Thomas
my first
Tarry.
Big roles.
No,
played, not bought. I played a prostitute in that romantic story about a woman who becomes a prostitute that ends up going out with him for free.
Robliet's Juliet.
Yes. It
was Robliet's Juliet. Of
it
course,
Robliet's Juliet.
And best actress goes to Robliet's Juliet. Okay, Ben, you are going to impersonate Steve. You're going to guess at the final round. Your minute begins now. I'm not going to do an impression. I was the president of South Africa. I was put in jail before it.
Nelson Mandela.
Yes, mate. I was in every film in the 90s and nothing since. Receding hairline. Good looking.
Kevin Costner.
I was in AI. Why is that the only film I can remember?
Lewd Jaw.
Yes!
I
was the drummer for the Beatles before Ringo turned up. I was so bad, they needed Ringo to replace me.
Beat pest.
Yes, mate. I am a awful human being.
Pom Tarry.
was a columnist and then got fired for being...
That is your Haiti Copkins.
It is Haiti Copkins. That is the round. But what has that done to the scores at the end of that round, Ben?
Ooh, very close. Tom and Aisling have 26 and a half. Ben and Steve have 27.
Oh, half a point in it.
We'll get it back.
Next up, it is time to play a round that has helped to damage friendships, break up couples, and ruin careers. Not unlike today's sponsor. Horrifying and addictive street drug, spice.
Spice.
Spice. Who needs legs anyway? Sponsorship aside, it's time to play Beef Brothers.
Well, if you've got a problem, I'll call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our
panelists. Would you
panelists
buy that if it was a record?
Did someone go, no?
I saw a big no there.
Yeah.
Would you download it if it was a free MP3? There you go.
No, that's what I need.
That's how we make our millions. So each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share based beef, and I'll read out today's beef. Housemate texted me twice to tell me to be quiet when I was having sex. Now, we normally get our beefs from an audience member. Instead, today, that's Tom's beef. You've moved into a new flat.
Yeah.
And your housemate texted you while you were having sex to say, keep it down, mate.
And he was 200 miles away at the time.
Did you get the text while you were having sex? As in, did you read it? Because that's worse.
Ben and Steve, you're on Tom's side, so you're defending Tom.
Yes. Oh, no.
And Tom and Aisling, you're against Tom.
Oh, great. Easy.
So you're on the side of Tom's flatmate. Do we get a name? Okay, but before all of that,
do we get a surname?
So slow my brain is. I was like, make up a name. No, it's.
Okay, so before all of that, let's have a cross examination. Are there any questions you would like to ask of Tom Parry?
Yes.
Tom, you've got one.
How?
I hope you surprise yourself with the answer.
How lively are you being?
How loud were you being?
Not too loud.
Could you give us a demo of the...
No, absolutely not.
Of the... noise.
The noise?
Yeah, the noise and the volume. I'll be your missus.
Oh, yes. Yes, please. Oh, yes, please. Something like that.
Were you fucking the Churchill dog?
It's a weird fetish,
though. Guys, by the way, would you buy that if it was an MP3?
What noise was she making?
Was it?
I'm assuming it was a she. It's the 21st century. I've been very rude there. Was he or she making?
Noise as well, but like...
Noise as well.
Yeah.
Not in there.
No, thank you.
Somebody text me!
Who was complaining about? You, her, or the whole fracas?
The fracas.
The fracas.
It wasn't like, can you specifically be quiet whilst the other person's a bit loud?
Can you be quiet?
Can she get a word in, please?
And my phone pinged twice during, and then when I'd finished...
How many times did you ping?
I finished to check my phone and she texted me twice.
Finished.
All done.
Finished. And then checked my phone and she'd sent two messages saying, can you keep the noise down? And can you please keep the noise down?
Do you think from the noises you were making, she thought you were up to something else?
Possibly.
So what else might she have thought you were doing? Like a bit of vocal warm-ups or...
Gutting a sheep.
Maybe... Having a poo.
Gutting a sheep's a really good euphemism.
It sounds like what Aussies call fucking, doesn't it?
Gutting a sheep. Where was the texter?
Her room's next to mine.
Is your bed up against a communal wall?
Yeah, my bed's here. There's the wall. There's her room.
Was the serving hatch open as well? not a euphemism.
We were halfway through.
I mean, when you're in your 30s, you stop making noises during sex, right?
This is an amazing thing that Clark has just said.
I mean, that's...
Whoa!
In your 20s...
No, wait!
You vocalise, but in your 30s...
You run out of things to talk about, don't you?
Are you in the Handmaid's Tale? What is this? And now, from now on, you will stay silent as my wife.
Yeah. Blessed be the fruit. Okay, so as I said, Ben and Steve, you're on Tom's side. Tom and Ashton, you're on the side.
It's unacceptable. Do you not think?
Wait a second. Parry, you're on
her side. Yeah, so it is acceptable.
Get your head in the game, mate.
Without further ado, I call upon Steve Hall to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Well, it's an absolutely reasonable thing that Tom Parry, you'll see him, would induce a lady to make a lot of noise. Tom is infamously a spectacularly wonderful lover. He's generous, he's thoughtful. He's known in the business as Magic Wang Parry. So when he's loving, bitchy's going to be screaming, and that's just an accepted thing. It's also known...
Not entirely appropriate language for the courtroom, but fair enough.
It's well known from things Thomas has told us backstage that is an arsehole. That was a thing. You regularly say you hate all your flatmates. You hope they die at the first opportunity. So this is just classic bullshit. That moaning whore again and again and again and again. Plus, you're allowed a little bit of jiggle time. You're allowed to make some noise. It's not going to last that long, I presume. It's going to... At my age, getting started at my age is the thing that takes a while, but there's no noise other than kind of grumbles. So I think it's entirely reasonable. You're an excellent shag. Borderline prostitute.
Right. That is your time, Steve.
I feel uncomfortable now.
I feel like we could just end that there.
I feel like we might have to bleep some names out so they don't know it's Tom.
I think justice has just been served.
So, Ashton, a lot to chew on there, but you're going to open the case.
A lot to chew on, which is something that Tom Parry was shouting at the time to the lady he was banging.
Wow.
Ashton, your minute begins now.
What can I say about Tom Parry that's nice? Well, his sweat doesn't smell as bad as it normally does, and that's one. Tom Parry is a well-known loudmouth in the industry. The fact that he paid all these women to come round to the house is by the by. And he paid them unfairly. 50p a pop, I do believe, was the going rate.
Good God.
And they needed 50p. Their pensions have been slashed. So these elderly ladies all hobbled into the room, one after the other, just wanting to make enough to buy themselves a cup of soup for that night. And Tom Parry sat there, naked as he liked, sweat rolling off his bald head, laughing maniacally. Ha, 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 he said. In they come, Granny's fannies, ready for my beef joint.
Ready for my beef joint.
Beef joint. Which was not free range or organic. It was covered in chemicals.
5 seconds.
And that is why I do believe that is a nun and has done a lot of work in the community for the poor and just needed a night's sleep, texted Tom Parry to ask him to keep it down and to ask him to stop bashing so many.
That's your time, that's your time, Aislinn.
Solid enough.
Aislinn B, everybody.
Very bold.
Basically using the argument, I've got to be loud, she's taken a hearing aid out. So, Tom, how do you think it's gone so far?
I feel very...
It's the first time I've seen you demonstrate shame.
Yeah. It's a new experience for you.
Is this Tom, my teammate, who's against Tom, or is this Tom, the victim, the Tom who wrote the letter? That's
Tom,
talking now.
Yeah, good question. Which Tom am I? It's the Comp pod all over.
Absolutely. Are you happy, Tom?
I like a lot of what's been said about me. I feel like I'm having...
Oh, the sweat thing was an absolute touch, wasn't it?
I just like being talked about. So I'm having a very nice time.
Ben, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution now. Here we go. You've got a minute starting now.
Well, first of all, can I say, very impressive from Tom. Two text messages. I am one at most. The amount of time during sex, you'd be able to write half a text message before the sound is over. Secondly, whenever I've heard a housemate having sex, I just go with it. Whoa! You know? I don't join in, but I join in, you know? I just vibe it, you know? They're having fun. Let's go, guys.
5 seconds. Oh, that's it. Great. This is going to creep you up. Ben lives with his parents. Should have mentioned that. A lot of vibing going on in that household. So, Tom, to conclude the case for the defence,
right?
Are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm not going to do it as myself.
What?
Because I'm a part of the court case.
Of course.
So I'm not allowed. So instead, I'm going to be using the deep southern defence lawyer, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing, and your minute, should you need it, begins right about now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury... Yeah, we've been hearing a lot of them damn big words today. Hell, sexual intercourse. I don't know about that. We're a small town. We simple folk, them there with that there sexual intercourse. I do know one word that we have in this town, though, and that be love. Hell, I see you there, Sally, from the bakery. Broke my heart. Never got over it. Let me tell you a little story about this town there and that four-letter word that we call love. Hell, you probably remember that man there. Go by the name of Henry Charles. You remember Henry Charles? Henry Charles. Live out of town by the sign. 5 kilometers. Long walk to the shop. New girl working in the shop. Henry Charles go to get his butter. Twinkle in his eye. 25 cents. Big knob of butter. Henry Charles gets home. Suddenly he gets an itching that he's going to be wanting some more butter. Didn't even own a fridge. Not back in the day. Cut a long story short. He
have
get 25 knobs of butter by Thursday. Four-letter word, but big meanings. No further questions, yes. Your Honor.
Was that like a Last Tango in Paris thing? Yes.
Thought it was going to go down that route. Wow, that was amazing work there from Fanshawe Standard. Now, normally, I would adjudicate, but of course, in this case, I can't because I'm still high on all that naughty spice I was doing last night. That's right. I, too, was a walking zombie, just as the Daily Mail had warned. But what a night. I danced. I sang. I stumbled. I felt untethered and yet united to everyone I saw around me, my friends, strangers, even the paramedics who were pumping my stomach. The come down is going to be a fucking nightmare, but what a Saturday night. Spice, because meow meow is for pussies. So instead, I call upon our Latitude audience to decide. So if you think Ben and Steve, and therefore Tom, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. But if you think that Fanshawe and Ashlyn made the best case, I'd like you to applaud now.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Tom is a bellend.
I think
all
you
right.
I should have gone with the butter thing. I knew it.
Yeah.
Fucking
So it's, oh, what, no. It's what a shame to run out of time before you've run out of show. But since my spice binge last night, I've realised that time is a mere construct and that every moment that has ever and will ever happen is happening right now. However, no drugs can protect you from the unwieldy behemoth that is the quickfire round jingle. Take it away, Benedict and Thomas.
This is the quickfire round. It's a round that goes really quickly. So the joke here is that its jingle is really long and repetitive.
Oh, it's a great joke.
But can you imagine a professional musical band who makes its career out of writing songs like this that are long and repetitive? I mean, who would watch that band or book them for a festival? This is the quickfire round, it's the quickfire. This is the quickfire round, it's the quickfire. This is the quickfire round, it's the quickfire round, it's the quickfire round, it's the quickfire round. This is the quickfire round, this is the quickfire round, 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 round. Put your ear to the ground in the summertime latitude, summertime quickfire round, and your ear on the ground. This is the quickfire round.
Wow, wow.
Gentlemen of the road.
Not bad.
Gentlemen of the road.
Gentlemen of the road there. In this quickfire round, all the questions will be refrigerator based. So instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer.
This still is the quickfire. I can't finish a sentence without singing in a round and harmonizing all the time with my ear on the ground.
That was our Wednesday?
Yeah. The encore that no one wanted. So,
that was last night, wasn't it? We went for it.
I thought they were absolutely amazing, which makes me realise I'm a basic bitch. It's a real shame. When you enjoy Mumford & Sons going, oh, I'm that guy now. Guess I'm not going to make noise during sex anymore.
But I am going to buy a waistcoat.
So if you think you know the answer in this refrigerator-based quickfire round, shout out your name. Ben and Steve, let's hear that now.
Ben! Ben.
Steve.
Is this you two having, is this what's having sex?
Tom and Ashlyn, let's hear yours now.
Ashlyn.
Tom.
Lovely stuff. Off we go. Why was the wealthy and influential businessman stuck to the refrigerator?
Ashlyn. Because he was a fridge magnet?
He was a fridge magnate, that's exactly right, yes. What cooling device played the dude in The Big Lebowski?
Jeff Fridges.
Tom is correct there. What cooling device is a fun rotating gadget that's become a recent youth fad?
Ashling, fridget spinner.
Fridget spinner, exactly. What cooling device was the lead singer of Ultravox and famously sung O Vienna?
Steve.
Fridgeur. What cooling device...
really good.
What cooling device allows travel over a river in Scotland and takes forever to paint?
Fourth fridge.
The fourth fridge, yes. Which cooling device is a comedian famed for her lunatic feminist views?
Lunatic feminist views. Bitches be crazy. Equal pay.
Steve.
Phoebe Waller fridge.
No, it's, well, that's, I'll accept it. It was actually Fridget Christie. What cooling device was Mel Gibson's 2016 film that was probably about war or some fuck? I didn't watch it.
Oh, Steve.
Hacksaw fridge.
Hacksaw fridge. I'm going to give it to Parky.
It was
there.
Fucking terrible. Worst Oscar-nominated film ever.
He's called it. He's called it, folks.
Thanks, you, mate.
The bloke in the bandana absolutely loves that kind of chat, Clarky. You've made a fan and a friend. Final one. What cooling device did my true love give to me on the first day of Christmas?
Tom. A partridge in a pear fridge.
Yes. No, of course not. I'll have to throw it over. I genuinely couldn't imagine you not getting that right. Ben and Steve.
A partridge?
In a pear tree. Those were our questions. That was our quickfire round.
We did it, guys.
So, we must have a winner. But before that, just time for plugs. Is there anything you guys want to plug?
Yes. If we win, Ashton and I are going to crowd surf.
I would love
baby.
That so much.
Bear in mind, the audience are the right stage for it. The audience are sitting down. That's going to be really...
And we're going to crowd surf.
Okay.
Please let us win.
Okay.
And also, if we win, we want them to...
Crowd surf. Okay. Seems fair.
Losers are winners.
So,
people at the front aren't clapping because they're concerned.
Okay, so, producer Ben, we're on tenterhooks now. Are Tom and Ashlyn going to crowd surf? Or are Tom and Ashlyn... going to crowd surf. Everything to play for. The boots are off. Producer Ben, put us out of our misery and into some more misery.
Well, the final scores are Tom and Ashling have 30 and a half. Ben and Steve have 32.
Oh! So Tom and Ashling get to clean the fridge while Ben and Steve get to take a chill pill. I won't have any. I've still got half a bag of lovely yet deadly spice.
Oh, T-shirt on, surely.
Let's see this. Tom, you've got to put some clothes on.
Those shorts are going to come down far too easily.
Okay, folks.
Sweet Jesus.
Guys, you are witnessing a happening. You're about to have your festival moment.
Let's try and divvy the crowd evenly, people.
Seems like
let's be respectful. Actually, no, let's get more people on Tom, actually, for health and safety. Let's get, like, 85%
carry him
on
all
Tom.
All the way to the main stage, guys. All the way to the main stage.
Yeah.
Tom's off. Ashley's off.
It's happening.
Tom was following the Tom. Ashley's back up. Ashley's back up.
Bee's back.
Surprisingly
buoyant.
Bee's
back. Parry is easy to carry. He's coming back. Ashling's safe. She's safe.
Back. He's coming back.
He's
guys.
Back. Ireland is safe. Wolverhampton is safe.
Thanks to our guests, Steve Hall and Ashley B. We have been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Yay! Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Steve Hall and Ashley B. It was devised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. The guys everybody came down to see the recording to Ash Caffrey, the Elfie Council, Orange Park and British Comedy Guide. The Matthew Festival for having us. Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown is a first project for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.